This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's something quite remarkable happening in television in this new fall season. Usually by this point in the rollout of new shows, at least one of them has been canceled. And to be honest, there are some contenders to be the first one down. Minority Report, Blood and Oil, The Player. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has this look at why some struggling shows are still on the air.
Manhattan Love Story was the first cancellation of last year's fall season.
Hello, sexy. I don't believe we've met.
ABC dumped it four episodes in. Back in 2013, Lucky 7 was yanked after just two episodes. And in 2012...
You are a fancy lady lawyer.
Who was fired when CBS dumped Made in Jersey after only two airings. So history tells us we should have a cancellation by now. So do critics who've written some joyfully scathing reviews of the season's new shows. But networks, they're showing a little patience.
I think the metric has changed.
Warren Littlefield is the executive producer of Fargo on FX and former president of NBC Entertainment. He says a show used to live or die on the ratings that came out the day after it aired. But now studio executives and advertisers look at the numbers over a few days or even a week. They pay attention to how a show does online and what kind of buzz it's getting.
For me, it's a sea change of trying to pound that into my brain and go, oh, because I spent 20 years at NBC waking up with overnights and waiting for nationals.
It's not just ratings and the way we watch that are changing the cancellation calendar. In a counterintuitive twist, the intense competition for our attention has meant even weak shows are given a little longer to catch on. Then there's the competition for talent and ideas for this season and next. Littlefield says being quick to dump a show is no way for a network to endear itself to a future Shonda Rhimes.
The notion that you've spent a year on something and it's on in 1 week and then canceled and gone the next is no way to bring the creative community to your doorstep.
It's also no way to make the studio bean counters happy. Tom Noonan is a lecturer at UCLA's School of Theater, Film, and Television.
It's much, much more expensive to market a show and break through the noise than it has been in the past.
He says networks spend as much as $20 million to advertise a new show, and most of that money, it's already out the door.
As far as the fall campaign goes, yes. Over 75% of the marketing spend will go into the lead-up and the launch of the show itself.
The first high-profile cancellation will come, probably any day now. Low-performing Blood and Oil, Truth Be Told, Minority Report have all had their episode orders cut back.
But it's certainly French for you're going to get canceled soon.
Just not as soon as in years past. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.